He left Hollywood a long time ago, but even in politics, Arnold Schwarzenegger has ended up in some dramatic cliffhangers. This summer, the drama in California has focused on the state budget. Yesterday, Schwarzenegger did something no governor in California has ever done. He decided to veto the budget, and he did that even though the spending plan is more than 7 weeks overdue. John Myers of member station KQED has our story.
California's state finances were in shambles when Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected in 2003, and they still are. Budget deficits in this nation state are persistent and large. For most of his tenure, Schwarzenegger has gone along with budgets that were, at best, one-year solutions. But yesterday, after reviewing the budget ratified by the legislature only hours before, the governor said he would not sign it.
We're in big trouble with our budget this year, and I've said this all along throughout the whole year. We have a $15 billion deficit. And at the same time, we have a flawed budget system. Because the reason why we have this huge deficit is because we have no rainy day fund to draw down from.
In fact, the state does have a rainy day fund, one Schwarzenegger persuaded voters to create in 2004. The problem is, it wasn't big enough. Late Tuesday night, the California legislature agreed to expand the fund, but they refused Schwarzenegger's demand for strict controls on tapping into the money. That probably ensured the governor's veto, but he says it's not all he dislikes. Yesterday, he pointed to the new mandate that Californians pay more of their annual taxes in the first part of the year, so enough revenue is on hand to, on paper, close the gap. And the governor took particular aim at legislators in his own party.
How can any Republican, you know, look at this budget and say that I'm going to vote for this budget? I don't understand it, because it's not a fiscally responsible budget.
Is it perfect? No.
Republican Mike Vallines is the GOP leader in the state assembly. He says the accelerated tax payments became necessary when the governor joined Democrats and suggested a tax increase rather than deeper spending cuts.
I think, frankly, that taxes were inserted into the debate halfway through by the governor, and by trying to put taxes in at that late time, frankly, in mid-July, has moved us to this point. That's why we're here.
For their part, Democrats seemed to agree to the gimmicks only after growing tired of watching Schwarzenegger try and fail to coerce any of his fellow Republicans to increase taxes. As such, the budget no one loves, even though it's being vetoed by Schwarzenegger, will likely survive, says the Speaker of the State Assembly, Karen Bass.
If we bring 120 legislators up here to override a veto, I'm pretty confident we're not going to have difficulty doing that, and we would do it in rapid fire.
But the budget battle won't end without some last-minute dramatics. For starters, the governor is delaying the official veto until Friday, allowing the budget's many critics to throw a punch at it. And Schwarzenegger is upping the ante by vowing to squash the pet projects of legislators who vote to override him on the budget.
The only power that I have as governor in a situation is like looking at the bills very carefully. Every bill will be carefully evaluated, and hundreds of bills will be vetoed.
That tough stand may help rehabilitate Schwarzenegger's Terminator-like image, especially with political watchers who until now have increasingly seen him as unwilling to tackle the problems in California that got him elected in the first place. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.